It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art is one of the biggest museums in the world, but critics say it has a big problem. It owns hundreds of works that at some point in history were looted. As WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports, the museum is now trying to address that issue.
The Met's collection is enormous. It contains 1.5 million works of art from around the world, spanning millennia. But reporting from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists in March revealed at least 1,000 of the museum's works are linked to traffickers who illegally obtained them abroad, then covered their tracks using forged documents. The museum's director, Max Hollein, acknowledges the Met needs to get better at spotting looted works and says they're hiring 4 experts in provenance research to help.
And we want to make sure that we can act on it and react on it swiftly and diligently.
That pressure to act is largely coming from the international art community and law enforcement. In the last year or so, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it seized more than 60 items from the Met that it determined were stolen. In March, the museum says it returned 16 trafficked artworks to India, and in 2019, it returned a gold coffin to Egypt after learning it was looted in 2011. Again, Max Hollein.
Basically, the documentation that we have been supplied with by the sellers was fraudulent and basically a fake.
Some scholars say the changes are long overdue. Aaron Thompson is a professor of art crime at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
I'm cautiously optimistic. So you could say the Met is launching a new initiative, or you could say that the Met is scrambling to catch up to what many other major American museums have already realized, that you have to look into how the objects you have got to you.
Over the years, Thompson has used Twitter to shame the Met into parting with works from developing nations. She says a big part of the problem is demographics. The museum world is extremely white and wealthy and had to be pushed to take the problem of trafficking seriously.
Objects left their cultures of origin through violence, through colonial extraction, through theft, through smuggling. And a lot of communities around the world are today saying, hey, we want our stuff back.
In June, the museum will convene the first in a series of public events exploring how objects got into the Met and whether or not they should be there. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.